Yo, what's up, man? What's going on, y'all? This your boy Sterling, and welcome to episode 20 of season 5 of the Sterling Hines podcast show. And these last couple of episodes, I've been trying to get certain things on my chest, and doing it in such a prestigious way, it's just seems so cryptic. But today, I'm just gonna say it. You know, I had a friend that I hold dear to my heart. And, she was dope, man. She's dope. I still think she's dope to this day. I think at the end of the day, she did whatever she had to do for her. You know what I'm saying? But they can't excuse the fact that you're gonna miss somebody like crazy. They can't excuse the fact that the memories and everything that you have for that person is they just go away because they don't. I just feel like it's not easy for them to go away, but I do have an understanding now. Like, you know, I'm just sitting here listening to Marcus Houston's song Sunset, and how he described the situation is exactly how I feel about that situation. And maybe one day we'll talk again, maybe one day we probably go back to being friends. Maybe it's no chance of any of that. But one thing I would say that you will forever have that placeholder in my heart and have that feeling of being my sunset, just being always being that person of that I know that taught me how to love and taught me how to be mature at loving someone. You know, I could always get at her. That's what she taught me. How to be mature at loving someone, how to try to figure it out. Sometimes the heart don't understand, but sometimes you have to have your mind overpower the heart a little bit if it's possible, because your heart wants what the heart wants, but your mind is that wanna be set on something else. And it been, you know, since the beginning of the year, so it's January, February, March. Oh, 3 months. 3 months, yeah. And then I'm not gonna sit here and lie like it doesn't bother me. Of course it bothers me that we not cool anymore and I don't understand it. But like I said, she probably did what was best for her. And the only thing I could do right now at this point in my life is respect it and just try to move and just move on the best way with my life accordingly. And that's what I've been trying to do. Just trying to get a new start. Just trying to get a new understanding with life. Haven't really been thinking about dating lately. But it's time for me to get up to want to date again. Because I do want to date again. I do want to go out dates. I do want to enjoy life. And I haven't been enjoying life because it's a lot of stuff in my life that I have no, you know, really understanding why it happened. But it's not meant for us to understand everything. You know, and I try to understand that. And I guess it's one of them things, but I hate it. It had to be something that was once the best feeling in my life. Now I kind of feel like the worst because that person not here no more. And I just don't understand the half of it. So yeah, it's hard, but I do understand. Give me a break. So where was I? Yeah, so some things we may never understand, but it is what it is. And if she ever listen to this, just know that still got a lot of love over here. The memories don't go away overnight. And I haven't reached out or tried to bother you because I just thought it was a respectful thing to do. There's no need to fight because whatever you're doing it for you and your family. And I respect that totally. And you will definitely always have that special place in my heart, for real. I believe you're the first person that I ever fell in love with at first sight. And them memories play in my head because it was great memories. And how can I just throw those memories away? That was just so golden and heaven felt. That was because I've never been to heaven, of course not. But that let me know that heaven really exists. Having that type of feeling. So I appreciate the memories and the times we'd be on the phone for 4 or 5, 6 hours and we just talking life away and whatever you do to make me feel good, whatever I did to make you feel good. The memories are special and they hold close to my heart and I'm thankful for them. I don't have one bad thing to say about you at all. At no point. You know, it's just thinking, of course, things get heavy on your heart sometimes. But I would be lying if I said I didn't appreciate you at no point. You know, so whatever reason, I know you did what you had to do for you. And if I ever see you again, I would say hi. And hope life is treating you the way that you wanted to treat you. I definitely appreciate you. And if I can't verbally say my goodbye to you, this is my airstrike to say it to you. So I'm thankful for every single thing in the world, man. I appreciate it. And it's not a lot of people in the world like you. And like I said, just because you did what you had to do doesn't make you a bad person. And I salute you for the love and friendship that you did give me while you was here. So, as I will always say, love, peace, and hair grease. This is the 20th episode of the season. We're going for 22 this season. And I'm just thankful for life, man. Just thankful. So, I appreciate all my fans for listening to me. You feel like I'm whining and just same subject. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. My life is a roller coaster, but I know God made things better. So I'm so thankful for every single thing that's good that came my way, that it changed me for the better. and everything. Thank you. See you on the 21st episode of the season. Peace. Now, I'm like kind of making up stories. I'm just trying to give him a backstory. So the void, he's from reality 10, which is reality X. That's the reality that Legacy is from. But, you know, he did, he trained, he was a martial artist, he was everything when he was going through his upbringing. He was a good child. But the Dragon Corps, they portrayed him because they thought he was too much of a liability because they felt like he wasn't as strong as the rest of them, but he was a protector of his people. He still saved his people and everything. His parents were still around. The Dragon Corps killed his parents. So while he's in this void, in this other dimension, and that's why they call him the Void. So that makes better sense. The name of the dimension he was in was called the Void, but the Void moved 1 year in 1 year in our time in the Void. He spent 3 years there already. He has lived two times the amount of time, and he had a chance to when the realities was opened up, the Void had a chance to open up because of the crystals that Arcadius has in the last arc. So what ended up happening is that during the Arcadius and Legacy fight, and versus the rest of the heroes, the Void had a chance to get out. The Void real name, I gotta give him a name. What would be a good name? Luke Adam. I just say Luke Adam. So the Void real name is Luke Adam. But he goes by the Void now because of the place he was at called the Void. So, once Cass getting a chance to cast out of the Void, he trained every single day in the Void. The Void moved at a faster pace than what regular Earth did. It's a place between Hollow Earth and regular Earth that is moving time, space and time. Some of the Dragon Corps and some of other people around places, it was a place to time travel. You can go back in time in the Void, if it so shall please, if you use it for that matter. But Luke didn't use it for that matter. Luke used it to train. He trained every single day. You gotta think about it. He trained under every condition there was. So he trained 21 years. If he was locked in there for 7 years, he trained 21 years inside that place. So that's 21 years of training. How do you think Legacy would match up with him, or if he would even battle Legacy? So, by training in this place of time, of a difficult time flow, he learned how to adapt to the place. So obviously he's extremely strong. Like I said, he was the weakest going in. So, now the Dragon Corps is run by Legacy Master and his and Legacy best friend. And another problem is that Legacy resembles a lot of Legacy. So yeah, he resembles Legacy a lot, which this is how everything is going to take place. So the Void comes back. He's back, and he goes after the Dragon Corps. I'm realizing that it's not the same Dragon Corps. The Dragon Corps that it is now is totally a good group, which is what it's supposed to be in the first place. But that didn't happen the way it was planned out to be.
So coming back from that place, he felt blood. And he was throwing strength out, steadily out the way. It was a sequence where the void came to the Dragon Corp. It was two destroyers. It was Credit Destroyer and it was Beast Stump, the Destroyer, which, if rightfully so in their own right, they are two of the most strongest characters in this story. You gotta remember, Credit Destroyer defeated Legacy once in this, in Discovery, even though Legacy has gotten stronger, a lot stronger, especially during the battle for the realities. He reached a state, Legacy reached a state called True Legacy, which is a full potential life form from him that were all that make him basically the strongest out of the realities, out of the fighters, right? So you think. So the Void shows up, they confront him, he tells them what they did to him and everything. By him telling them what they did to him, it's triggering him a lot. So the Void, with this dark energy that he had around him, because at this point he was pure evil. He was like evil. He wanted revenge. That's all he felt. And that came up, you know. So Credit Destroyer thought he was going to single-handedly fight him. He one-shot Credit Destroyer. He shoots and kills the other Destroyer. So the Dragon Corps is stuck because this guy did it without even breaking a sweat. Legacy Master is stronger, all right, and so is his best friend. But they don't fare good against the Void because the Void is too strong. He tells him, once having Legacy best friend at his will get ready to kill him, he's like, show me your strongest fighter in this reality. And his best friend's like, who, Legacy? He's like, yes. And it gave him an idea of who Legacy was. All he needed was to know what was Legacy's name. He knew who Legacy was. Like, it's how much powerful the Void is at this point. Now, I remind you, he was weak because they didn't think he was worthy enough to be a part of the team, so they would cast people out of the Void. Most people don't survive the Void because they don't have the heart to. But what was surprising, the Void did this. The Void was able to survive it because of his will. Now, when he got cast in this, they expect people to be, you know what I'm saying, you're taught with the Dragon Corps to be strong as a kid, even as a child. So he was only 12 years old when he went in. So he spent 7 years in Earth Time. If he's 12 years old during the time he went in, let's do the math. He's supposed to be 19 years old at this point. But he grew much older than that because of the time frame he was in. But before I come back, he went back and he got his youth. So this is how much more powerful he is. So as he leaves where the Dragon Corps is from and kind of teleports on the way other side of the reality where Legacy is at. At this point, Legacy is still training. Now, Legacy, rightfully so, it's kind of cocky at this point because he is supposed to be the strongest of this reality, at least. So, he haven't felt no fighter that was as strong as he was. You know, when he went the Void talked to him, he was like, show me, give me everything you got. In his regular form, Legacy attacks him. Legacy attacks him, doesn't do nothing, doesn't break his sway, doesn't do nothing. So Legacy, like, okay, obviously this guy is stronger than what I thought, so I have to go into my true potential form, which is true Legacy. Which is his full potential and everything. He goes into that form. Void doesn't buzz, or nor do he even have to power up. So at this point, Legacy is at his max power. He's at his full potential. It's almost like godlike power. The Void handles Legacy. I mean, in his base, which appeared to be his base, he stated that he only used 1% of his power, and he trumples Legacy. Kicked him, outclassed him in every way. Like, Legacy can do nothing in his true form, in his true Legacy form. It was nothing Legacy could do. So as he was about to destroy his teacher and his best friend Arno together, they all jumps into the Void with the sacrifice of the teacher. So Legacy and his best friend can get out of the way. So Dan goes into the Void to go back in time, because I guess it's a way for them to train. What? So they jumps in too, because they have the same. Legacy is at the same spot. He never knew anything about the Void. The Void mentioned. Dimension, because it was where they cast people out. But if they were strong enough to survive, they would stay alive for however long it would make them to stay alive for. So him and the best friend jumps in the Void as his best friend grabs him, and he's trying to go back for his master, but he's like, we're going to have to do it another way. So his master sacrificed himself for them to get away. Now Legacy and his best friend is in the Void. The master is now, he's gone. He was killed by the Void. And the Void. So he's killed by the Void. And now, this is just rough draft me going through a story that I am bringing to y'all. So now he's in a Void. And now Legacy got to figure out how he's going to beat this guy. Because at this point, Legacy thought he was at the peak of his power. It is true Legacy. It's his strongest of it, you know. And that's the thing that got Legacy. He was able to beat with the power. We're using true Legacy and some source of the power source, that part, now remind you, that power never left him from the power source, though, because he was pretty much the power source one, but the Void himself literally trumples that. He trains 21 years in a place he was forced to survive for 7, according to our time. So it goes into the Void. And now Legacy got to figure out how to win. So I'm going to give y'all another, like, part 3 of the rough draft pretty soon. So that becomes 2. Peace.